Here we go, everybody. This is the Creation Light Shift radio program on BBS Radio, and today is Wednesday. Day today is October 5th, 2016, so we'll clear this date, and you never know what happened in the past, maybe dealing with something that is kind of weird going on, but here we go. Let's clear this off. So one, two, oh boy, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Boy, stronger, 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 and stronger. Something definitely was going on, you know, in the memories of people or the past here. We could do a Google search or something. But anyway, let's bring up the light beams on your monitor screen so you're able to have peace energy. You have will be what gets energized. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Wonderful. And let's see what else we have here. We can eliminate a situation that you're dealing with. Here we go. So remember, it's a program that you're running, or you have programs, fortunately, and that's what happens when you have situations. You're on a timeline with that situation. So, and kind of a way to describe that, you know, you start off your day and it's a great day, and then all of a sudden, maybe in the middle of the day, everything goes sideways on you, and you never expected this to happen to you. Well, because you were probably in a really nice timeline, and maybe somebody prayed for you or did something or put you onto another timeline that you weren't expected to get into or onto. So that's what happens. So that's why you want to do the mind a heart drop to stay in the now. So here we go, everybody. And we're going to take away one situation, one incident from you. So think of something. Releasing that from you now. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay? And so I'll just turn it over to Michelle here. Michelle, anything going on out there we need to do or anything?
Well, there's always clearings to do, and there's a lot of nice emails in here, a lot of good questions, a couple testimonials. So welcome, everyone, to the Wednesday night show. We always get Rhonda asked to find out a lot of interesting things on this show, so I find it fascinating. And let's see, this weekend we have October 9th starts the Saturday call, and then, October 8th is the Saturday call, and then October 9th is the Sunday call, and then again on the 16th and 30th. So you can buy all those together in a package and save yourself a little bit of money, and then also know that you're going to be doing that all week and really get a good clean out. So looking forward to that round. And, yeah, I just have some good emails in here, Ron. I have actually a testimonial about the cultural enslavement clearing. Somebody said that they heard you talk in the last couple shows about how the sinus problems are connected with drowning, and he feels that is very true. He says he has reported in his own powerful experience the drowning part of the cultural enslavement clearing for many years. He says he suffered from catarrh, which is like sinus congestion, and other very bad sinus problems, and hay fever, etc. And now it's almost gone. And he feels that it is due to cultural enslavement clearing, the part where you did the drowning on us. And I would have to agree. So thank you very much, Ron.
That's interesting, you know. The drowning situations are just very different than when you clear that away from you. So, yeah. Anyway, I guess back to you. We'll see what's cooking out there.
Yes. So with that, the Another person has said that they would like to put in a request for another call for pins removal. And also, they said they missed the shackles removal, but they feel that the pins removal would help. And I don't know if anyone else has any requests on that, but this person definitely did. So I don't know, Ron, if you're considering doing that in the future, but that's one.
I was thinking of doing maybe a pin call next month, November possibly. We'll see how many people want to have that, you know. For some reason, they just, you know, we can go deeper and deeper and pull out more stuff. Let me see here. I'm going to pull it out of people's heads right now. Maybe across your temples. But cause headaches, migraines, maybe, I don't know. Here we go. It's five pins in your head. That's what I'm catching on, seeing on people here, okay? So here we go. You may not have all five of these, but some people have five. Let's put it that way. So that's just what I pick up instantly. It could be a lot more, but here, first one's coming out. Oh, how you're feeling. Out. Next one here. Oh, man. Hey, coming out. Out. Next one. Out. That's three. Next one here. Let's go to the top of the head, like to the crown chakra here. Here we go. Down to the throat. Coming out easily here. There we go. Coming out, 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 released. Okay, and one more. This one kind of goes through your jaw here, left to right. Oh, coming out. Oh, boy. Here, love those aliens. Okay, we'll just see if we have any comments coming in from that. Like a never-ending story here, you know? Fortunately, but... Way if you get some relief, you're better off than you were a few minutes ago. Everybody wants to ask, did you get them all out of me? You know, that's a nice question, but I have no way of knowing. Because they think of us as their specimens, their experiments, their cattle, so whatever they do, they do. So it's hopefully, if we could somehow get rid of the New Age movement, get rid of all the rituals and all the God energies that people have connected with, you know, for maybe, I don't know, going back who knows when, 3,000 years, if we can get rid of all that and the gods that weren't connected here and have a good life probably, but people start doing that stuff, every month and the solstice and the 20th, basically, every quarter, things happen, and they're the ones causing the problems for the whole planet. I mean, energies, because they need a human to be the conduit. So, you get these practitioners doing all this stuff, rituals, and I get emails from people having these special events going on and stuff, and I go, oh, God. That's what they do. So, anyway... on a positive note, we can maybe get rid of this stuff off of you. You feel better. So back to you.
Okay, thank you. I often wonder when you're saying like, oh, you have one here, but you're doing obviously, many people all at once. Do we all have exactly the same pin in the same place?
Yeah, if I see it. It'll be there. Whether you have it there or not, I can't swear to that. You're going to know if it feels better. So, I always work with what I see with the listening audience. So I saw five pins instantly, so I'll take off five. Maybe one person has five and everybody else only has two. But, that's how I work. Always try to do the most that I can to help somebody. And maybe everybody felt five pins being released. Maybe you got 50 more. I don't know. I hate to say that, but, anyway, that's why we have the pin call, coming up. But aside from that, Yeah, it's hard to say. I always look for the person that's definitely the worst, and then I clear that person. Everybody else can benefit, and they may not even have that. So.
Huh. Okay, interesting. So then, so are those pins in us, or were they in our ancestors, and they're carried through into us?
Animals feel like they're physical this lifetime. So, you know, I would first say that it was in this lifetime that the aliens gave it to you, number one. How do they give it to you? Maybe they saw that it's in your genetic code and they got to enforce it, you know, for each lifetime that you're living in a particular body. And so that could be also a way of looking at it. But what I saw was ones that were put into people in this lifetime. Back to you.
Okay, well, I'm grateful to have them taken out, and I'm sure others are too. So I'm going to put in a vote for another pins removal call as well. Okay, so moving on to the next email, we have somebody says, I find I am having to clear poverty on the Cultural Enslavement Unlimited several times as there is a lot of heavy energy there and jerking in the body and deep sadness each time. I feel much relief and release from this one, and maybe now I can be rich. Just jesting. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, with doing well and feeling secure. So that's very interesting. I'm sure there was a lot of poverty for a lot of us in many generations, so that's a good one to do for the culture of enslavement clearing. Okay, and then another one says, they have a brief observation about clones. They say, I have observed over the past few years many people have no interest in others. You might meet someone first time like years ago. They would have asked, where are you from, etc. Now it's as if most people couldn't care less and have little interest in their fellow beings. Also find some people kind of walk through me as if I'm not there and at times knock or brush my body and don't say anything. And this person finds this very disconcerting.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not you, you know? Oh, you know that, yeah, who or what am I talking to here? So automatically you're going to realize that, yeah, who and what I'm dealing with here, this is a clone replica of some sort. Oh, I guess that's good. You know you can do something about it. You walk away. Back to you.
Walk away. Yes, and we can do the clone delight healings, but I do understand what they're saying. Can we get on with this? I found it interesting the first time I read this that I thought, oh, how funny. About a couple years ago, I went to another country, a European country, and people were just walking on the street, and it wasn't like the street was crowded or anything, but people would just kind of brush against me or bump into me, and if they did it significantly hard enough, I would go, oh, excuse me, or sorry. Just, I guess, because, you know, I didn't want to hurt someone or whatever. And I remember always getting this look. I'm realizing now that it was probably because I had an American accent, and so maybe that's what the look was. But at the time, I thought the look was like, we just bumped into you. What's the big deal? Why would you even say anything? Why would you think anything of it? But this, when I read this, I thought, maybe it is not a cultural thing. Maybe it is, you know, maybe people do in other countries, you know, if they bump into someone, say, oh, excuse me. Because I know people around me do, you know, if they bump into you hard enough, for sure, they'll be like, oh, excuse me, or sorry, you know. So I'm not even sure what to make of that one. But it could definitely be a clone thing, because that was a few years ago. Okay, so then we have another one, and it's also about clones. It said, You said 95% of humans are clones, and I'm confused. If we are all cloned out every 10 minutes, then are we not all clones?
No, there's a difference there. So that's a good question. So you have clone replicas of you, if you're a human, that get switched in and out every 10 minutes. Just know that every 10 minutes, you're controlled by another alien race, and they stop, freeze you, and stop the timeline, and then they create a new timeline of their own for you. Take everything that was on your previous timeline, we'll say, and recreate it, and insert you in there. And now they're your puppet master. So they're your handler now for 10 minutes. And they're hoping that something happens to you, maybe physically, where you get upset naturally. People live with emotions a lot. And or physical pain or an accident or something. That's what they're hoping for. If it doesn't happen, then they somehow, they turn you over to the next race in 10 minutes. And now they recreate you. Remember, you're recreated in the image and likeness of God. Just put the word aliens in there. So that's 100% correct. So they take your blueprint and make you from the dung pile. And now you're a replica again. And you're real probably 3 hours a month. That's when you really know and radiate your energies of who you are. And you feel like, life is great and wonderful and you're going to set the world on fire. And, it's 3 hours that you're here because they're allowing you to energize your bone structure, your skeleton. Then they wrap around you after they take you out of here. Now, where do you go? I don't know. I haven't investigated that, far enough yet. And, it's just too much to even look at for me. But, then a clone comes in, and your bones now are radiating your wonderful energy. They wrap the clone around you, the clone body, around your skeleton. And voila, now you're here for 10 minutes. And sometimes you get a really stupid clone. Sometimes you get a really smart one. And you wonder why you're feeling different. And you do have a memory of the past because they have to give you that. And you may wonder sometimes, gee, why can't I just do this task? It's very simple, but I don't know how to do it. Well, I just can't remember doing this here. I know that I've done it in the past. I don't have any real recollection or how to do this here, and I should know that. That's the clone replica. That's the people that are human here. Every 10 minutes, you're switched out. And now the other one is the true clone. The true clone, to my knowledge, doesn't get switched out. It's here in boot camp. It's here to probably aggravate the humans. All they want to do is get information and answers from you. And I haven't seen any of them, at least myself yet, have eye contact that strongly, okay? Someone will. They'll look at you, and they may look at you for half a second, we'll say. For a clone, no way. They don't even want it. All they want is information. And they're here to do a job, a task, and they do that. And from there, that's what they do. They're running emotions. They're getting more bitchy, probably, in a sense. Original clones are like, And the new ones now, as they progress, as they go through their learning process, of living here, and they're probably going to some other planet. Remember, they're just being trained how to live here to be, used for some alien race to somewhere. That's kind of what is going on, for my information that I have. But when you do meet a real human, they're going to be glowing. They'll look different. They may smile at you and say hi. Where a clone's going to say, what have you been doing today? What are you doing next? We just had one that we noticed. Oh, I'm having fun today. Hello? No, that's what she said last time we saw her, maybe a week or so ago, having fun. And so that they don't have the right languaging, because this is like a 30-year-old woman with lipstick on her lips that are like, really, really red. Doesn't really, it's like, hello, you know. Anyway, I think she's kind of maybe light brown hair, kind of looks like Marilyn Monroe in a sense. So, but anyway, that's you know how things are working. So anyway, humans are cloned out every 10 minutes, and you hear real about 3 hours a month. So maybe you know when you were real last. You have it, you know, in your database. That's why you want to get off of those timelines, because the aliens put you there. It's a very simple process. You do the minor hard drop. You keep connected in the present moment, and they're not going to clone you out. Very, very simple. When you start thinking about something strongly, you know, and not using your spirit to help you out, then that's the problem that you're dealing with. Because once your spirit is not in the picture or in your consciousness, in your daily living, then you're going sideways. Oh, remember, the only help that you really have for your body is your spirit being in it. And if you're not in your body, then all of a sudden you're cloned out very easily. Oh, hopefully I answered your question. And remember, the clone of you that comes in still has more energy than the cloned human, the cloned clones that are here. Oh, the calls that we have every week, I make people human, normally 2 to 3 times during the call, to bring in that energy so that you can hold the resonance of your, you know, you, okay? Otherwise, it's going to be a replica of the real you. Back to you.
Okay, thank you. Great answer. And I know that in the archives, you do go over that several times as well, sometimes starting around 2012 and then a couple shows after that. Okay, so we said, so we had somebody write in that says, I felt the response for PIMS relief. As I am able to breathe easier, my nasal passages are clearing as I write this. Glad to be rid of the PIMS. Fantastic. Yes, it's good to be able to breathe through your nose. It doesn't feel good when you can't. And another person wrote, thanks so much for the PIN release. When you cleared the date today, I felt something in the back of my neck. Was wondering if I needed a PIN release. So I guess that was just what they needed.
Yeah.
That must have been why you did it. You can kind of read us, right, Ron, and know what we need?
Each show is different, so I really, you know, in a sense, yeah, sometimes I'll nail something with somebody who has a problem and they're listening, you know, but I don't do any looking at listening or anything else. So that's the way I work. I'm in the present moment and used to do, and that's what I do. We happen to benefit for what we're doing on these programs, and maybe somehow, some way I'm reading you in a sense, in that word lightly. Problem is, which I have really no consciousness of even wanting to do, very possibly, you know, you're getting help from that. Oh, back to you.
Okay. So our next listener writes, I love hearing about Jesus, and I heard Ron say on a 2007 archive that his body was taken to the light ship and reconstructed and then brought back to Earth. Was this also the resurrection? Did he also appear in this light body after his death to with Mary Magdalene, etc., and the apostles? And then it goes on to say, who were the other lifetimes of Jesus? I think Ron mentions 12.
That sort of rings a bell, yes. Uh-huh. He did have 12 lifetimes at once. And so
he's wondering if them was the Essenes.
So that could be possibly, you know, let's just say that we went back to, let's just say, 200 A.D., okay? So we'll just say you're now in 200 AD and you're talking about this person, and they go, yeah, we have records of them over here and over there and doing this, doing that. And you'd probably wonder how they could do so much across the globe here. That's because there was 12 lifetimes going on at once. And, you know, you could show up in the same place or different places at the same time. So that's sort of how, yes, he did have 12 lifetimes at once. I haven't really talked about that for eons, but yeah, that is correct.
Okay. Well, that's fascinating because there is an American group that is a religion, and their whole religion is based on the belief that Jesus showed up here in America and had some things to say. I don't know much more about it than that, but that is fascinating because that would kind of fit with that could have been a possibility. And
yeah, I can remember coming into North America here, probably on the West Coast, and I would probably say it may have been in Oregon, or Washington, I can remember, like, coming in and, materializing maybe a mile from a village and then walking down a trail. And I was helping, helping women with, it seems to be cleanliness, hygiene, birthing of children or something like that. That's kind of what it felt like. And, you know, I'd probably stay for like 3 days, and then I would just disappear. I have that remembrance of that. Why women, I don't know. That's sort of what I can kind of vaguely remember. And I don't have that much as far as memories, but that's one of them. So, yeah, was he in North America? Yes, that is correct. He looked like the same person, maybe not. Maybe took a body or created a body that would be that would fit in, okay? So you wouldn't look too strange walking into, an Indian tribe or something like that. So back to you.
Wow, very interesting, Ron. I'm sure our listeners are like totally glad that you just mentioned that. That was very fascinating. So yeah, it's like a TV show when a time traveler comes in. And you're like, they should have clothes that fit in so people don't, like, attack them or something. So that's, you're saying that kind of happened.
Yep.
Okay, so speaking of America, all right, I'm just going to read this. It's I think, probably several questions, but then I'll just read it, and then we'll hear what you have to say about it. Or you can interrupt me if you want to speak about something I just said. It says, I am disconcerted, I must admit, by one thing. What about other cultures and languages and their access to the lightship energies? It says, you know, Ron is obviously an American, and we, the interviewers, are Americans, I believe. We all are. And but he says, Doesn't it make it more difficult for other cultures and people? And they say it would be wonderful if there could be more lightship doctors on Earth. That would be possibly in other cultures, Africa and Arab and Asian. But sadly, it doesn't seem to be the case. Now, I mentioned, this is not reading this, but a couple years ago, I asked you in a workshop, Ron, live, and I said, aren't there other light beings that came down here? And I recall your answer to be yes, but they got corrupted. And then somebody else asked you, why don't you go find them and I'll work together? And you said, because when the light comes, it will just take them away anyway. And so I'm just doing what I'm doing now. Okay,
yeah.
So I digress,
So the other ones that have come down, we'll say, that still could be here, or maybe they left, they just couldn't hold resonance. But that's the way I would look at it. They got corrupted by darkness, and the darkness, unfortunately, preventing them from doing what they wanted to do here. At that point, you know, it's happened, and the bodies are now just like a regular body, just hanging on for life here like everybody else. Thank you.
Yes, and I remember, I think it was, I'm not sure, maybe Friday or Saturday, there was a question about whether or not the questions to us should be in English, and I'm sure that was just so that we could read them. Because I would have to translate, obviously, if it was in another language.
Yeah, that's correct. So.
But the light beings, if the people could get through their emotions and their cultural heritage issues, the light beings could possibly get to them. Language is not a barrier for them, right?
No.
Because it's a vibration, I assumed. Okay, so then the person goes on to say, just to finish that section, it says, I travel a lot on business and know very well other cultures and many things Westerners say and take for granted, like greater autonomy and independence, and even not being married would be very challenging for them, as they are even deeper in the way of collective tribal mind matrix. The striving for autonomy and independence of mind and spirit is a very modern Western thing. I would agree with that. And that's it. So it's interesting because I find it fascinating. Here we are doing cultural heritage disconnection, which would seem like we're more becoming autonomous, but yeah, I guess you can break from it maybe only so much, but I assume that's helping us. And I don't know if other cultures would even desire that, but I personally would think that it would help them if they would, because it seems to be like they're just repeating the same old things over and over again. But I'm not sure.
It depends what the aliens want to do to that particular race of people. Remember, they're controlled by aliens. The aliens may want to have them work with ancestors over and over and over again, and they make that family unit, we'll say, a very, very, very strong, so they can't break away from it, you know? And they want to keep everybody connected. So, you know, it just depends, you know, where you are. I'm sure some cultures would think that'd be appalling to want to get rid of your heritage, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's who you are, and you don't have that belief system is probably altered, or they have implants, so they can't do it. So they'd hear it and go, wow, that's awful. Like, why would you want to get rid of your emotions? Isn't that what you're here to do, experience emotions and go on a roller coaster ride, you know, to the highway to hell once in a while, and come back up and feel great. I mean, like, people probably wouldn't understand it because it's been in their culture for so long. They, you know, are there to continue on with their heritage. Back to you.
Yeah, it is a difference in thinking. I suppose they would find it strange. Well, okay. So the next question, it says, I understand when Ron says people are your problem because humans have been so cloned out and corrupted, mind controlled, etc. There is a title of a book I once saw about the Middle Ages called The Demon Haunted World. The same could apply to this one. I believe he means this world. But yet something in me wonders where the nobler qualities of humans come from and the indomitable heroic spirit of surviving after all we have endured, how is that many humans would risk their lives to save another, like jump in and rescue a child from drowning? Once, without thinking, in London, I ran across the road to stop a guy pulling a girl along by the hair. I screamed at him. Where did that come from? I broke my tooth a few weeks ago, and boy, was I glad to see a dentist. Okay, so these are just examples of how he feels that he's interconnected. It says he would prefer to think of how we are interdependent, maybe. Maybe there is no oneness, but certainly interdependent. I would not have survived without my wife in some senses. Is not total independence here an illusion? Yet I find I also do not like most humans, and never did. A paradox, indeed. I often say out loud, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, which we've been told is something that Jesus said on the cross. Enough for now, always. Okay, and then that's it. So I think he's wondering about, yes, we are interdependent in some ways. So maybe the question is, on other planets of light, Ron, when people are constantly in peace, are they as interdependent?
Oh, of course. Well, you're not connected to anything. Remember, what happens here is that you get corded. So when people get corded, and first of all, you have a memory system, okay? So your memories bring your past forward. Whatever you experience this lifetime, definitely you can bring forward any time you like as a memory, as an experience, when you think about it. That's like a no-brainer. So just think of not having a memory. Then where are you? Then you're in the now. Now, your body could be, kind of have one of your buttons pushed, out of memory, that would bring up a memory, and you'd wonder, wow, where'd that come from, you know? I don't think I experienced that, but you're going through a situation, or you don't like it, or like, upset from something, not knowing what it is, which means that you now are running your DNA programming. But just think of, when you're in the light, there's no memory, which means that there's no access to the past. It's all in the present moment. And so if you can look at memories and say, yeah, if I didn't have any memories, like think right now, what did you do yesterday? Or a week from now? Do you remember what you did? A lot of people can tell you, I got up, I did this, I did that. They have a complete history or story of that information. Bottom line is, if you had no memory, then you'd be in the present moment because you're not bringing your past forward. And so if you have a wonderful event, maybe a week ago, how do you go, this is great? Well, then you're in duality, right? And you are in duality because now the aliens are going to see you as having this wonderful event. They go, well, we got to put you back into balance somewhat. And maybe the body or maybe even your spirit wants to be in balance because now you're overbalanced and being, very happy. What is it going to bring to you? Something of equal energy. And you may not even want to be sad or angry or whatever or hurt or in trauma, but it's just taking the energy and finding a way to put energy to balance out of balance energy of being too happy. You may say, yeah, why did I draw this upon myself? Why am I angry? Why am I upset? I shouldn't be upset, angry because, my pencil had broken my pencil. That doesn't make any sense to me, but boy, I'm really pissed off today because of that. Well, they just happened to put that program in you, happiness program, and had an event happen. You now emitted out of yourself the happiness program in negativity. That's the way it works, to get you back into balance again. And, another way of kind of looking at it, if you kept getting, $1,000 in the mail each day, You know, at some point, you're going to be probably really upset because you had no place to put all that money. You only buy so much. What are you going to do with it? Maybe you already have it in your fireplace, and you're burning it, and now each day, you know, you get this box, you know, put square full of bills, and you go, man, this is, like, awful. And it keeps coming and coming. Well, for other people, they say, gee, why is this person upset because they got all this money coming in? You know, I wish I had that. Well, the person who gets all the money is now upset because they can't stop it. And, you know, or maybe they keep getting it, and all of a sudden they start losing it all. Now they're really sad because they wish they had it. Maybe they burnt all their money thinking they'd be getting more money each day. Now they're homeless. The opposite side of the other, you know. Anyway, that's the problem with duality. And you don't want to be in duality because you draw the opposite to you. You want to be neutral. And that's the whole process. You know, like I say, you know, you want to become peaceful, want to have any memories, and remember, when you think, then you got memories. So that's why I say, don't think. Don't bring up your past. Once you kind of catch on to that, you go, wow, yeah, you know, I'm really peaceful until I get my buttons pushed. Well, that's your memories coming forward. Now you're having situations going on. You want to have that? No, but somebody obliged you with that. Anyway, back to you.
All right. Okay, very good. Another listener wrote in, I feel like pins pinned down folds in my brain, which kept me from completing thoughts. I also now feel it won't be so hard to finish tasks. So thank you very much. That was about the pins again.
Very good. I'm going to take a couple more pins out here since we have some time left. A lot of people somehow have lower back problems. And, you know, how and why, I don't know. But that seems to be a lot of people's situation, you know, the kidney area or your lower back. So here we go. I see 8 pins, so here we go. Get ready. If your body jerks, you know that you had one. Or if you feel relief, you had one. Remember, I'm looking at somebody who has 8 pins. Here we go. First pin being taken out. This is from your back left. That's kind of coming off your left side, but put them out of your back, too. So here we go. Out. There we go. See how your body's doing. Maybe you jumped up a foot in the air, you know, landed back down, and you go, wow, that was something, you know. And shit, that pain that I had for 30 years is gone. So here we go. Next pin. It's kind of going back side now, maybe 45 degrees. Here we go. This one's coming out. I got it. Oh, boy. This is a rusty one. Here we go. Oh, there we go. Number two and number three. It's kind of same location, but it's coming through the front of you. I've been pulling it off from the back side. This is from the front, so it'll kind of come out maybe around your navel area. So here we go. Out. Okay, number four. Kind of looks like it's almost square with your back, you know, your spine here. So coming out. Out. Okay, that's number five. There we go. So right side, back. Goes through your kidney, too. So maybe you have a, you know, maybe even a kidney infection from this here or a problem not knowing about it. So out there, and one more to get. Beside your kidneys, or your kidney, right kidney. Oh, out, and one more. And it goes through you from left to right. Out, okay, there. Well, let's just see how you're doing. You might want to get up and walk if you want, or just kind of move your body a little bit. Wiggle around a little bit to see if you have a little more freedom of movement there, or less pain. Back to you.
All right. Thank you so much, Ron. I'm sure it's very appreciated. All right. Somebody wrote, so funny listening to Ron. My neighbor walked up to me today. I was raking leaves. She asked me, what are you going to do with those leaves? So many questions from her lately. What to do with the leaves? That is a good question. I guess you put them in a bag or something.
Wash
Maybe
them up.
You burn them. What's that?
Mulch them up and reuse them.
Yes, mulch them up. That would be good. Oh, okay. So this is a question about what you were speaking about with Jesus earlier. It says 12 different bodies on the earth at once, question mark. So Christ had 12 different bodies on the earth at the time he was here about 2,000 years ago. He was able to pop in and out at will. That is too bad that you cannot do that today to help those. I wish there was a way to get through to the ones who keep praying to darkness. So I wonder if Christ was able to help them ascend. If they did not know about ascension, how could they ascend?
Well, the ascension back then was about cleaning out your energetic body like it is this time. Where people were not inundated with, TV and radio and the internet, so they just had a very simple life. To clear somebody their whole lifetime would probably be just like a lot of times at the expos, and it would be done. So remember, people have to show up and want to be able to somehow change, their process of being here. I could say their thinking process, but it all depends how ingrained the aliens are inside of that body. So, but now we know that it's a problem here. Back then it may not have been as much, of a problem. But it was, much easier back then. I'd say 1,000 times easier. Back to you.
Well, I wonder if the people that hung out with him, they must have known, because he probably spoke about it, right?
I may not have used that term, but of ascension, that they knew about something.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have all that data and information, because it was so long ago. I really don't need it. I need to stay in my present moment here to do what I'm doing. Kind of like that old story, my sense will get you a cup of coffee anywhere, So, I'm just here in this lifetime doing what I can do. The past has, whatever happened in the past, it's happened, it's over with, Walk away, Renee. That's the way I live my life, in a sense, So you want to stay in the present moment. But who'd want to be quartered to all that stuff? I don't want to bring that forward. Back to you, or even look at it. Does it mean anything to me?
Yes. I think it probably wouldn't mean anything to many people if we hadn't been taught year after year, since many of us were young, in some religion. Many cultures have some religion, something going on. But, I'm sure the terminology was different back then. He may not have used that word. Obviously, that I haven't read that word in the Bible, not that I read the Bible, but I hadn't heard that word until, I would say, fairly recently, basically. But I believe that terms were used such as, get your house ready, it will come like a thief in the night, and it will come in the blink of an eye. So I think he was making them aware that some type of energy change would have occurred. But then, we don't know how many people went. But that's fascinating. So speaking of which, Ron, we have a question. It says, how often should we rerun the whole life clearing for alien baptism barcode? Is the incident box on this one meant for religious situations? Please give us suggestions or ask listeners what they have cleared using this healing.
Oh, the barcode clearing is very, very important to do. That ties you into a major church here to abduct your spirit. They own your spirit. That's what But that's why they were doing baptism. You actually, you know, own a part of you. So, you're, you know, you're swearing your allegiance to something, and then your spirit was along for the ride. And remember, if you're in dunked in water, okay, you might kind of look at this here. So you're basically almost being drowned, you know. That's kind of the joke I heard a long time ago. You know, guy went in to get baptized, and I guess they dunked his head under the water and held it maybe for 15 seconds and pulled him up. They go, "Do you believe?" And the channel kind of like, "Believe what?" You know, and dunked him in again, maybe not for 20 seconds, and then brought him up and, oh, you know, said the same thing, and he kind of looked at him, I guess, and then he had been there, you know, for maybe half a minute. Pulls him up. He goes, "Do you believe?" He goes, "Well, I believe you're trying to drown me." Well, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get your spirit to leave your body. So, naturally, you know, that's a pretty awful thing to do. Maybe they're waiting to capture your spirit. Oh, remember, the past is always with you. Back to you.
Oh, interesting. So, yes, like with any type of trauma, your spirit will leave, and then they have control of the body.
That is correct. They can have entities come in, and they can stop time. Spirit pops out, and you're underneath that water. They can just stop time, and you get all kinds of entities in you, change your program, put you on different timelines, and, you know, you're a changed person afterwards. So, back to you.
Okay. So then we have another question. This is very interesting. It says, should we contact you to ask how many spirit barcodes we have, as we do with the death barcodes?
Typically, just do one spirit barcode, and maybe you could ask maybe 6 months or something, 3 months, 6 months, if you have any more with your spirit barcodes, but... you know, typically the spirit barcode is put on you at birth. And once that's taken off, you're basically free. You know, it's not like a death barcode. Death barcode is going to be much more, harmful to your body. Spirit barcode means that they're going to try to abduct you somewhere upon ascension. So that's kind of how I would probably relate to that. But if you're still doing the earth transport clearing, chances are they're not going to get you anyway. It's always good to do that first one because you want to get off of what they gave you when you first came here. That's your spirit barcode. That's how they track you. That's your spirit. So you get that barcode off you, then you're probably going to be free the rest of your life. You may get something on you, possibly, but typically it's not like a death barcode. Death barcode is there to take you out. Back to you.
Okay. Somebody writes, "I do the mind to heart drop every time I wake up and go to the bathroom." That's good. They probably have a moment when they can say it out loud. So just in case we have any new listeners, Ron, will you please reiterate why it's important to say the mind to heart drop out loud as opposed to just saying it like in your head?
Well, you have two energies. You have mind energy, which is darkness. So what is darkness? So in New Age philosophy, they use the word the mind of God. That's used by churches, which is religious science, spiritual mind practice or whatever. So that is darkness energy coming your way. Source energy doesn't have mind. Spiritual mind treatment. Okay, that's what they do. It's treating the mind with energy. Okay, and you know that's all. That's true with all the other basic New Age religions. Also, they change it into like positive thought. Basically, it's still mind energy. So mind energy is in duality. So you have the Akashic Record. That's mind energy. Out there, that's a controlling energy. mind to give you mind implants and mind transmissions to make you do different things. But anything dealing with the mind is going to be darkness, because you can't clear it out to make it neutral. And the mind will keep going and going and going. You know, if you're trying to figure out something, you know, and you're not using your spirit, you're going to be there forever. Just think of doing research on a project of some type. You're going to keep going and going and going. And get all those keywords into you of darkness and everything else, because they gave you these particular number system and the keywords to hold you captive. You don't know what they really mean. The words you think is one thing and it's something else totally different. But basically, mind energy is there to bring forth darkness into you and programs, vocabulary, and it has history in it, the first story, and it has your memory. That's all mind energy. So, you know, I guess one of the major things that people have, especially people that or kill people or seen awful things, that's mind energy. And, you know, maybe you're on bed and, you know, it's awful for you and, you know, you're out of that now and you're back here. And you can't sleep at night because you have all these events coming forward. What happened years ago in your life? Maybe you have heartache because you maybe shot the wrong person, but, you know, that's war, you know. Blessing you for doing that. They have chaplains there to help you with that. And anyway, that's the basic thing. So what are you doing? You're reliving mind energy. Force energy. You know, is in the present moment. So when you're in the present moment, then you speak out loud, command your spirit to do the bind to heart drop. So when you command your spirit to do something and you're in the present moment, so history or her story or memories from the past to mess your body up and to mess your life up. Well, that's why you want to say it out loud. So if you think it, you're going to be in darkness. Is it going to work? Of course not. It will put you someplace in darkness. So it will work for the aliens. They'd probably be very happy that you would do that. But it's not going to give you anything to be in the present moment where you don't think about anything. So if you are one of those people listening and you are a soldier, keep thinking about, geez, you know, I was, you know, I killed, you know, 500 people, you know, and maybe more. And I feel awful because, you know, I'm killing, you know, humanity there. And just do the mind of heart drop, and you'll notice that instantly all that fear and things that you're thinking about, and depression and betrayal for yourself, is taken away. Well, that's why you want to do energetic body clearings, but that's what the mind of heart does. So we're going to do it right now for everybody. So you need to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head. So I now command my spirit, take the thoughts inside of my head, drop them into my heart. From 10 to 1 backwards, so 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, thank you for listening to our program, and have a good evening, and thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Bye, everyone.